WTAW News. Time is 8:04. 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An accident around 7 this morning has been cleared, that occurred around 7 this morning has been cleared. Robert Parnell of the College Station Police Department says the intersection of Raymond Stotzer Parkway and the Agronomy Road is now back open. Traffic in West Bryan was tied up yesterday afternoon for more than 2 hours. That's after police dealt with a suspicious package that was found under the bridge at the intersection of Highway 47 in Villa Maria.
About 1 o'clock or sometime after 1 o'clock, we had a theft in progress from a Sprint store. And one of the devices had a GPS locator on it. And the last known location of this stolen device was near the bridge at 47. So officers were in the area. They were looking, trying to find this stolen item when they came across a small pipe, and it looked very suspicious. So they backed off. They shut down the road and called in College Station Bomb Squad.
Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department says the pipe that was neutralized is not believed to be related to the cell phone theft. Bryan School District administrators are negotiating contracts for 2 more construction projects approved by voters last November.
We do an evaluation, and then if you are good enough to be in the top 20 percentile, then we look at the lowest proposal. That's a good balance of getting a good quality contractor and the best price.
The district's construction director, Jeff Windsor, told school board members Monday a local firm, Dudley Construction, will do the $2.5 million facelift at Merrill Green Stadium, which includes a new press box. Administrators picked an out-of-town company for the $6 million expansion at Davila Middle School. Balfour Beatty is the same contractor hired for the $34 million expansion at Stephen F. Austin. Windsor says the stadium is $96,000 under budget and Davila is $22,000 under budget. The board will take final action later this month. Texas A&M went to social media to release fall enrollment statistics. On A&M's Twitter feed, an infographic reports more than 61,000 Aggies are on the campuses in Brazos County. That breaks down to more than 59,000 in College Station and another 2,600 at the Health Science Center. Compared to last year, that's an increase of 3,300 on the main campus and 124 at the HSC. A copy of A&M's infograph is on our website at WTAW.com, as well as our Twitter and Facebook pages. As part of a National Public Power Week, BTU is hosting a reception tomorrow afternoon. Group manager David Worley says BTU is the fourth largest of 72 public providers in Texas.
Most of them don't own their own generation, so you know we have our own generation, and that helps serve our customers well in controlling the market prices and making sure that we can mitigate the risk out on the wholesale market. And then we have our own transmission and distribution system. So we're what's referred to as vertically integrated. We've got all the pieces and parts.
Tomorrow's reception starts at 5:30 at the BTU offices in downtown Bryan. While Veterans Day is still more than a month away, those who served and their families are being asked now to find their dog tags. Bill Youngkin of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial says that will be part of this year's program.
One of the things we want to try to do a little different this year is we're asking that every veteran that would attend the ceremony or that day period, pull out their dog tags and wear them. We're going to start making dog tag day.
Youngkin says 101 names will be added to the memorial during next month's program. The featured speaker is a former Aggie Yell leader, Mike Beggs, class of 1968, who's a retired Marine. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 64 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Win a new car or a scholarship.
Sign up at atkinsonitpaystostay.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will produce some decent weather across the region. Today, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny. We'll find our temperatures getting up to about 85 degrees this morning. I think we do start out with partly sunny side of things. There are some patchy clouds showing up on this morning's satellite photos. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, a bit warmer tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partial sun Thursday with the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, Kevin, could you go get a headphone adapter, please? Because, hello, Kevin?
I'll be there shortly.
Okay, thank you. Because Royce didn't bring us any donuts because there weren't any headphones. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway. No, I had them in the car, and you didn't give me an
adapter. I know, that's right. So there, yeah.
Oh, you're all right.
Look at that.
Man, look how prompt Kevin is.
That is. That's very good.
You're the man.
We still don't get any donuts, though. So that's all right. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Next time. Kevin gets donuts.
Yeah, exactly. So, Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay. Earlier this morning.
Yes, chickens.
Yes. Feral chickens.
Well, is that feral?
I don't
or just
know.
Undomesticated?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're probably all kind of some degree of domestic. I don't know. I really was on the fence with that feral thing.
Okay. Well, the story came from the Wall Street Journal. It was written by a Yankee, probably, and they don't
hey.
Know. You know. Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, you usually think of feral dogs.
Yeah.
Feral cats. Don't think of feral chickens.
No. But, actually, I haven't, you know, our fiscal year just ended, so you'll see some reports up on our website here in the next couple of weeks, and then we do them again for the calendar year.
Uh-huh.
But next to dogs and cats, generally the animal we get the most are chickens.
Okay.
Here in Bryan College Station, yeah, because I call it the backyard birding.
Well, there are people in College Station I know who do it regularly. Yep. I mean, nice chicken houses and that kind
yep.
of thing.
I mean, I have 9 chickens. I don't live in the city.
Well,
but,
you're right,
you know,
yeah. They're different.
It's a different ball game, but... yeah, that's and then, you know, one flies out because they had a little squabble and one got away from her sisters and one was over your fence and you're like, man.
Gives a whole new meaning to playing chicken.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there's definitely some things to training your chickens to come to, like,
okay.
various noises. So I can call mine back anytime.
Why don't we do a reality show on chickens, right? I mean, you know, we're doing reality shows on everything else.
Might
we just
well,
do that,
right?
Yeah. Well, of course, they all look alike, too. It's hard to know.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
I've never raised chickens, so I'm not sure. All right, so what are we doing at the Humane Society?
Well, we are, our bark leaders are wrapping up their campaigns this week. So if you haven't gone out and supported one of the bark leaders, we highly recommend you go to our website. I'm sure it's on the front page of the website, Bark Leaders, and you can read all their stories. We've been highlighting them each day on our website, on our Facebook page as well. And you know, maybe you find out you have a friend that has a dog that's running, or you just, you know, relate with that particular story, and donate to their cause, because whichever dog raises the most money for the shelter. Now all the money goes back to the shelter, and we're mm-hmm. grateful for all of them participating. Will become our Alpha Bark Leader this year, and then we will have our Senior and Junior Bark Leader as well. So they're kind of our mini celebrities for
cool.
the year.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, they'll be the newspaper ads and thus,
yeah.
right?
Yep. Yeah, you'll see them on a lot of things. We still see some of the other ones from past years. We still incorporate
them. Well, you
some
can't
degree.
Take the celebrity just, away, you know. No. Once they've been in the spotlight, they have to have that, right? I can
so,
understand.
You know, they're always, they get a great photo shoot, so there are a bunch of really great photos that we get to use
yeah.
After that, and it's a lot of fun. And then the cat people, don't worry, we're not leaving you out. In the spring, watch for the perfect pageant in
okay.
the spring. So, but yeah, because bark leaders, they're going to be announced. Those winners will be announced at Wienerfest October 24th at Wolf Pen Creek. That's a great day if you haven't been out to Wienerfest. It's not just dachshunds.
No.
You can bring your dog out if you're not participating, or if you are participating, bring your dog out to, you know, it's a family friendly, pet friendly event out at Wolf Pen Creek that day. It's free to come out. Starts with the 5K run walk in the morning, and then the dachshund races, the wannabe a wiener races, the costume contest. There's a lot of vendor booths. Other rescue groups that we work with will be out there as well. And it's just a really good day for the whole entire family.
Okay, and that again is
October 24th yep. at Wolf Pen Creek.
Okay, so look forward to that kind of stuff. Okay,
yep.
All right, and you know, if you want to volunteer, you've always got opportunities.
Exactly,
there.
You know, we're always looking, and a lot of times people think about volunteers and they're like, "Oh, I'm just going to be in there walking dogs." I mean, we have volunteers that help with, you know, our donor relations department. We have volunteers that help the volunteers. We have volunteer team leaders, mobile adoption teams, and we're always looking for more of those, because a lot of our volunteers are students and And as they graduate, they leave us.
Yes.
We need new folks to come on in and, mobile team leaders, transport teams and stuff as well, that we actually have really ramped up our transfer animals. So transferring animals to other agencies, because there's agencies up in the north that are just would love to have some of the dogs we have, and we just needed to work on getting them out. Just getting those animals ready and prepared to go out to their new facilities and all sorts of things. From we have, our grant writer is a volunteer, so we're grateful for that. I mean, that's huge to us.
So if you're going to go visit grandma in West Virginia, I mean,
we may have a transfer partner. We've got some transfer partners. We're building some partnerships in Colorado, my hometown back home, because they have people just wanting puppies. They just don't get the puppies, unfortunately, because of the snow.
Sure.
They don't have the overpopulation like we do here in these more mild climates. If we hadn't gone on a different direction home this year, we were taking puppies with us home.
Yeah.
So, that's always, they're always looking. So we're looking to build partnerships across the country and get animals moved out because there's people waiting to adopt them.
Good. Maybe we've got one person out there who can help you out in that endeavor. Exactly. If they want any more information on any of this, what
go to
do?
Our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can visit us in person at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, and Saturdays, 11 to 3.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And Royce is here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to be with you.
Good. What you have for us today?
Well, we're busy as usual. We got a lot of things going on, and we're going to give you a chance to come out at a business after hours. We're actually doing two this month.
Oh, man.
And the first one is this Thursday, the 8th. It's going to be at Guarantee Bank and Trust, the location out at Tower Point.
Okay.
And that's our normal 5:30 to 7-ish. It's a great networking opportunity. And we do invite you, if you're not a member of the chamber, to come on out and see what we're about. And we'll have people that will actually take you around and introduce you to folks. So, again, that's this Thursday, 5:37, Guarantee Bank and Trust, Tower Point. We do have an Inner Circle event coming up next week. It is Meet the Winemaker out at Messinahoff. I'm very excited about this. It's Tuesday, October the 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Messinahoff Winery. $20 a person, and that includes appetizers and two wine tickets. And if you are not an Inner Circle member, then you have time to join the Inner Circle and come out and be with us on that. Then our Youth to Career Fair will be on Wednesday, October the 21st. It's sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center. This runs from about 9 in the morning till 2:30. And what we're still looking for are businesses who are willing to donate their time to come out and talk to 8th graders. No charge for your booth. We'll feed you lunch, and you get a chance to visit with about 2,500 to 3,000 eighth graders who have questions that can range from some that are very intelligent and some that
they're
out to recess.
Yeah.
they haven't really focused on what
not
they want to do
in,
yet,
right.
And
yeah.
other kids really have a good idea. That eighth grade is such a wide range, and we time this so it helps the kids decide what electives to take when they go into high school next year.
They may find their button while they're out there.
They
right.
really
yeah.
may, and,
yeah.
and we've actually had people tell us that. Yeah. So, and again, one of the things you may not think about, some of these kids are interested in trade, they're looking to be electricians or plumbers or auto mechanics. So some of you that may not think you would fit into a job fair, believe me, you do, and that's where we're usually short. So come out for us, help us out on October the 21st, Wednesday. That'll be at the Brazos County Expo Complex. And then save the date. Our annual banquet is on November 2nd, sponsored by the City of College Station, to be at the College Station Hilton. Our guest speaker is Dr. Eli Jones, the Dean of the Mace Business School. I've heard incredible comments about his speaking ability. I'm looking forward to hearing him. And we've announced our Citizen of the Year, which actually are Citizens of the Year, Chuck and Teddy Ellison.
Oh, great.
And our Volunteer of the Year is Dave Rusink. So we'll honor them that day as well. Tickets are available for tables of 12, 10, or 8. Individual tickets are $85. Again, that's on November the 2nd. Our fall job fair is scheduled for Wednesday, November the 4th at the Brazos Center from 12 to 4. Booths are $200 if you're a member, $250 if you're not. And if you want to do that, you need to let us know, because we need to have a certain minimum number of booths confirmed to do that. We normally only do a spring job fair. We've been asked to do a fall one. We'll do it if there's enough interest. So, again, we're scheduled that for Wednesday, November the 4th. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting today at 4:30 at the College Station Medical Center. It'll be on the third floor of the East Medical Office Building, 1602 Rock Prairie, celebrating the opening of the Breast Diagnostic Center. So that's 4:30 to 5:30 deluxe ribbon cutting. And then we have another deluxe ribbon cutting next Wednesday, the 14th, in at Quarry Ridge on Rush Lane and Bryan. Ribbon cutting next Monday, the 12th, Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, celebrating the new outpatient services. This is right behind the Med, or off to just a little bit west of the Med.
Right.
They do really, if you haven't been out there, you ought to come out there. They do an incredible job out there. Platinum Member Spotlight this week, appropriately, College Station Medical Center.
There you go.
And we appreciate them, all they do in the community, and the jobs they create. Yeah. As we appreciate you, Scott, and the team here and WTAW for allowing us to come in and talk about this.
Always glad to do it. It's our job. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's Royce Hickman here.
I guess I should say 260-5200 or bcschamber.org for more information.
Ought to do that. There you go. We visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. U.S. industries as diverse as aerospace, agriculture, and apparel are praising a 12-nation Pacific trade deal struck yesterday, while pharmaceutical makers, tobacco companies, and others are criticizing the pact for falling short. Completion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership marks a victory for President Obama. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
This agreement also includes the strongest environmental protections and does more to raise environmental standards than any trade agreement in history.
White House officials also say the deal opens new markets to U.S. products and sets high standards for protecting workers. The U.N. has released a first draft of the negotiating text for the major conference on climate taking place in Paris in December. The conference is aiming for an ambitious deal to keep the rise in worldwide temperature since pre-industrial times below 2 degrees Celsius. Scientists fear going beyond that point could lead to widespread drought, stronger hurricanes, as well as more rampant wildfires. And that's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Okay, guys, I know you've heard me talking about Restore MX, the ED supplement from the Activate company, and I'm sure that many of you are wondering if it really works. Okay, you know, that's a fair question, and I have got the answer. The folks at Activate tell me that virtually 97% of the men who order Restore MX reorder time after time. Now, that can only mean one thing. It works. Men are getting the results they want, or believe me, they wouldn't order another round of it. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. The time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Find out more at MyActivate.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. Remember, like all Activate products, it's 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411 or MyActivate.com. I went to a convention a short while back, and is popular at most conventions. They had a number of speakers, some of them technical, but most of them the motivational sort. Now, while I have to admit that most of them were quite good, I noticed that they all had one thing in common. Those professional speakers love to quote other people. And that got me to thinking about some of the famous quotes that we've learned growing up and how much they've become a part of our lives. Let's say we have a little fun here. Everyone talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Know who said that? Well, if you said Mark Twain, then you probably remember reading it in your history book or even hearing it from your local meteorologist. How about Let Them Eat Cake, Marie Antoinette? Now, here's one everybody gets. Go west, young man. Go west. Horace Greeley? Parson Weems told us that the father of our country said as a boy, "Father, I cannot tell a lie." Every child knows that famous line. Elementary, my dear Watson. Who's the famous sleuth there? On the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. W.C. Fields made us laugh, didn't he? And I guess we get a lot of our lines from the Bible. Spare the rod and spoil the child. There is safety in numbers from Proverbs. Oh, yes, we have learned many quotes from many famous people over the years, most of them through our school books and some through the media and politicians, or as I heard just a few weeks ago, from professional public speakers. I even do a little of that myself, since I'm quite often asked to speak at conventions and public meetings, but I usually have a bit of a different take on things, as you might imagine from hearing this show. But one thing I do know is that it's a little-known fact that every quote I just read to you, every one, was absolutely not said by the person who's been given credit throughout history for the quote. George never cut down the cherry tree. Greeley never told anyone to go west. Twain never commented on the weather, except to quote someone else. And Fields, well, he never said it. And those quotes from the Bible, well, they're not there. Go look for yourself. They're not there. So the next time you hear some speaker come out and try to make a point by quoting someone, just calmly look them in the eye and say politely, "You got that in writing anywhere?" And you know, they just might, even if it's wrong.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
SEC office on Monday announced that the Texas A&M Alabama game will be a 2:30 kickoff. It will be televised on CBS. So again, on the 17th, when the Aggies take on Alabama at Kyle Field, a 2:30 kick. The broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network from Learfield Sports will get underway at 1:30 on Saturday, the 17th of October. Meanwhile, A&M will move to number 9 in the AP and number 11 in the coaches poll in the latest top 25 following their win over the weekend against Mississippi State. I'm Dave South, and that's today's Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
Kim Commando here. In the past few weeks, tech writers, led by the New York Times, dashed off various stories about the end of what's called Moore's Law, a 1965 theory predicting computer speeds would double every 2 years as their size would shrink. The Times wrote that transistor circuits were about as small as they could ever be made. Well, don't buy it. IBM has just unveiled a stunning breakthrough. Transistors, which are already microscopic, can now be made twice as small. And they're not made of silicon, they're carbon, the carbon nanotube transistor. This long-promised chip is the stuff of science fiction. They've already implanted some directly into human brains to offset injuries, even Alzheimer's. Now, this technology is still years away, but for the first time, the tools to make it happen are here. Oh, and to the New York Times. The next time you get the urge to write that technology has reached its limits like you did on September 26, remember, this breakthrough came only 2 weeks later. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Fall is finally here, and that means family time, get-togethers, and lots of pictures. But for my business, it also means I'm dealing with bookkeeping, contracts, you name it, all before the year ends. It's a lot of data, and I can't afford to lose any of it. That's why I trust Carbonite Cloud Backup to protect all my files, automatically, consistently, securely. It's so easy, I just set it and forget it, and I'm covered no matter what. Start protecting your data at Carbonite.com. Plus, get 2 free bonus months with promo code Kim. Back up with Carbonite. Never look back.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Commando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Commando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Commando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board will take final action later this month on awarding construction contracts on two more projects approved by voters last November. One is the $6 million expansion of Davila Middle School.
Davila is going to a 7th and 8th grade campus, going from about 650 students to over 1,200 students. They were $22,000 under budget.
The district's construction director, Jeff Windsor, says they're negotiating with the same company, Balfour Beatty, that is doing the $34 million expansion of Stephen F. Austin. A local firm, Dudley Construction, was selected to replace the press box and other improvements at Merrill Green Stadium.
We went through probably six different designs and styles, each one of them, and we cut 5 feet out of the center corridor just to pick up that square footage. So I think what we've really done a good job of getting the best bang for the buck, and that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the best value for the district.
Windsor says Dudley came in $96,000 under the estimate of $2.5 million. Fall enrollment at Texas A&M is up by more than 6% in College Station and by 5% at the Health Science Center. An infographic on A&M's Twitter feed says more than 59,000 are taking classes in College Station. That's an increase of more than 3,300. Headcount at the HSC is almost 2,600, which is up by more than 120. Adding in the Galveston and Cutter campuses, that boosts the overall number to 64,600. That's up almost 4% from last fall. On our website at WTAW.com, along with our Facebook and Twitter pages, is a copy of A&M's snapshot into fall enrollment figures. Texas Tech students are getting a chance to shape how campus carrying of firearms will be administered.
It's on the homecoming ballot, which draws about 4,000 to 5,000 votes each year. Student body president Holton Westbrook shares some of the questions.
Will you plan on having your license as well as carrying on campus? And then, you know, other things like where you feel like stress is higher than usual in certain areas on campus, where you feel the concern may be larger.
The vote doesn't set policy, but will provide feedback to student government members and administrators who will decide how campus carry will be implemented. In Lubbock, Matt Ernst, TSN News.
An accident that occurred around 7 this morning was cleared about 30 minutes ago. Robert Parnell of the College Station Police Department says the intersection of Raymond Stotzer Parkway and Agronomy has reopened to traffic in all directions. Bryan police responding to a report of cell phones being stolen wound up discovering a suspicious piece of pipe. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the pipe under the bridge at Highway 47 in Villa Maria affected traffic for more than 2 hours yesterday afternoon.
They shut down the road and called in College Station bomb squad just for structural reasons, because it was near a structural post. That's one of the reasons why we couldn't let anyone go over 47, or, you know, we didn't want anyone going under 47, so we shut down that whole area. The bomb squad was able to come in. They sent in their remote device to get a look at it. Then they neutralized it. And we're able to extract that device.
Investigators believe there's no connection between the pipe and the cell phone thefts. You're invited to a reception tomorrow as BTU recognizes National Public Power Week. Group manager David Worley says we've completed a second straight mild summer, which means making budget adjustments for selling less electricity than anticipated.
There's a little buffer built in there, so we expect sometimes that the weather's going to do what the weather wants to do. Our main goal is to make sure we have enough capacity to serve our load when it is really, really hot or really, really cold. The other times are just part of the game that we play. And, you know, the fact that we're subject to those price swings out on the market keeps our customers from bearing that risk.
Another factor is the price for buying power at peak periods during high demand, jumping nearly tenfold from nearly 15 years ago.
When the market opened in 2002, that started out at $999, and that's on its way to $9,000. Now, if we're selling into the market, we can get paid those prices. And so having that wholesale operation that BTU has actually is a very good thing, because it keeps our customers' fuel rate low.
Tomorrow's reception is at the BTU offices in downtown Bryan starting at 5:30. Details have been announced for the upcoming Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Board member Bill Youngkin says 101 names are being added to the more than 5,000 already on the memorial.
All the names are called. If you're present, you would answer like you if you were in morning formation. If it's someone who's not there, a deceased family member, then the family answers for them. And it's become a very integral part of our program is the roll call.
This year's speaker is retired Marine and former Aggie Yell leader Mike Beggs, class of 1968. And Youngkin says vets are invited to wear their dog tags to the program. The state will buy three buildings near the Alamo as part of a plan to give the historic shrine and the surrounding plaza a makeover. The General Land Office expects to close on the Woolworth, Crockett, and Palace buildings by the end of the year, pending inspections. The office is teaming up with San Antonio to create a master plan for the site. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 66 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber, or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
It's 840, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They'll deliver your office supplies right to your office very next day. Now, that's an efficient way to run your office. Click on Wiltons.com for more information. Here's weather.
High pressure will produce some decent weather across the region. Today, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny. We'll find our temperatures getting up to about 85 degrees this morning. I think we do start out with the partly sunny side of things. There are some patchy clouds showing up on this morning's satellite photos. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, a bit warmer tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partial sun Thursday with the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because we always want to be on the cutting edge of fashion. We always want to help you be on the cutting edge of fashion.
No, we don't.
Okay. Armpit sportswear. Yep. Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show, launching the sportswear line called Hands High. The T-shirts and fleeces all feature your favorite team logos in the armpit.
Pit. Not a bad idea.
No. The reason? To show off your team pride when you raise your arms and cheering, of course. The collection, which ranges from $35 for T-shirts to $80 for fleeces, will be available this month. Retailers include Dick's Sporting Goods and online at Fanatics. Kids and women's collections are in the works to launch early next spring. Pretty good idea, I think.
Very clever.
I think that'll work. Kind of like the gloves. You know, you put the gloves together and they do a logo.
It'll be interesting to see how they hide it.
How they hide it?
Yeah, if your arms are down by your side, are you going to have just this bleed out?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how that works.
Interesting.
Police in India issued an arrest warrant for four people, one of them a toddler. Yeah.
What?
One of the other three was little Ravi's relative, and somehow the two-year-old got named in the theft complaint. His father took him to court, explained the situation to senior officers who took his name off the warrant. The other three are in jail. Indian law prevents any person under the age of seven from being charged with a crime, but it has been known to happen in the past. And in neighboring Pakistan, police charged a nine-month-old baby with conspiracy to commit murder, threatening police and interfering with state affairs. Huh?
I'm going to get you!
Yeah, something, not sure. All right. Fox putting together a TV series based on the Lethal Weapon movies.
I saw that.
Series will have a Texas cop and a former Navy SEAL, Martin Riggs, moving to L.A. to restart his life after losing his wife and baby. He's partnered with LAPD Detective Roger Murtaugh, who, having recently suffered a minor heart attack, must avoid any stress in his life. In the movie, of course, Mel Gibson played Riggs. Danny Glover played Murtaugh. No word on the actors who will be taking over for them. Just see. MacGyver's coming back to TV.
Is he?
Yeah. Variety says CBS working on a series which would give us the backstory of MacGyver. The reboot would show when he was a 20-something new recruit for a secret organization, and we see him learning his trade and improvising the way that he does to get out of those situations. Richard Dean Anderson, of course, starred in the ABC series that ran for 7 years and spawned two TV movies as well. I never watched that show.
Oh, I did a lot.
But I always heard, well, and again, let's grab here. Hello.
Yes, let's sign that nine-month-old baby in Pakistan up to fight ISIS.
Yeah, exactly. But they're just the junior varsity. We don't have to do that. Right. But Burn Notice was a pretty entertaining show when it started. and he would do some of those things. You know, not many people know that duct tape put together in a ball the size of a tennis ball, yeah, that kind of thing. And that's somebody who had watched MacGyver said, oh, yeah, it's like MacGyver.
See, and that's why I always imagine he had to break out of a paperclip sweatshop in Cambodia or something. And that's just where he got so good at all these things.
Exactly, what he had to do. Well, okay, so we know Pizza Rat, right?
Yes.
Recent viral hit, for about 36 hours. Now a rat video from last year has resurfaced and is stealing Pizza Rat's thunder. In this video, Spaghetti Rat is munching on a mound of spaghetti being fed by its owner. Supposed to be viral now. That's not as good. I mean, you're getting fed. This rat was working for that pizza. I mean, dragging down the subway stairs. That was, you know, so just saying. All right, is there something you count, like the number of times you've had a Big Mac, or the number of times that you've seen Star Wars, or the number of times you've sneezed?
No.
Some guy has been tracking his sneezes since July of 2007. Each sneeze has its own entry, including the time, the date, the location, the strength, and the comment. It's out there if you want to go find it.
Aggravating factors?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just put pepper on my salad.
Sneezecount.joyfeed.com.
Oh, no.
Just in case you want to. Your Twitter account reveals more about you than you think. In fact, how much money you make may determine what kind of tweets you send. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania examined more than 5,000 tweets from 10 million Twitter users to learn more about what salary might have to do with the way that people use the social media. The study found that those with a higher income are more likely to tweet about corporations and politics and have more followers than those who earn less than them. Meanwhile, Twitter users with lower salaries more likely to include links to stories, articles, or videos in their tweets and are more likely to use profanity. So, there. I don't. Observations? Since you boys are Twitterettes.
I tweeted.
Oh, okay.
Not so
I'm not an avid tweeter.
Okay. I think I've tweeted more for the WTAW account than I have my own.
Ah, okay.
That's not right. Saying a lot.
Okay, well, that's okay. So, anyhow, that's what they're telling us about that. So, screen time isn't necessarily bad for kids. It really depends what they are doing on that screen. The American Academy of Pediatrics recently agreed dropping strict time-based limits in favor of more open-ended guidelines. The old policy was to limit kids' total screen time, that's TV, tablets, and gaming, to 2 hours per day. Under two-year-olds, the recommendation was zero. The new guidelines are still being written, but the Pediatric Association has released the key messages that they will include. Some of the more notable things: parenting has not changed. The same parenting rules apply to your child's real and virtual environments. Play with them. Set time limits. Kids need and expect the limits. Teach kindness. Be involved and know their friends and where they're going with them. Content matters. The quality of the content is more important than the platform or the time spent. So prioritize how your child spends that time rather than just setting up a timer. And finally, it's okay for your teen to be online. Online relationships are integral to adolescent development.
Integral? Well, I guess now they have to be.
I guess so.
Doesn't mean I gotta like it, but
social media can support identity formation. Teach your teen appropriate behaviors that apply in both the real and the online worlds. Ask teens to demonstrate what they're doing online to help you understand both the content and the context. I guess you got it, right? I mean, you stick in the mud, it's going to cause a problem. They're going to say you're a fuddy-duddy or worse, and they're going to do it anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So just let that
happen. It's life as we know it now.
It is, yeah.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996. 6 to schedule a lunch tour today or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Business owners, Suddenlink has solutions for your business, help you control costs, but also make you more efficient. You know that we're gig city here in Bryan College Station. That's a big deal because only 8% of U.S. cities have 1 gig internet speeds. Now, you may not need 1 gig right now, but if you do, Suddenlink has it there, ready and available for you to use. Take advantage of. Now, also, of course, they have phone service, which is great because you can get... you get to keep your equipment, get to keep the same phone number that you've had, and you save considerably. Plus the fact that you can expand that phone network as you need to, as your business expands. So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him provide a business solution that will be perfect for you and your business. Right now you can get 75 meg downloads and 10 meg uploads for as little as $124.95 per month. So contact Chad and let him show you what kind of a proposal they can put together. Or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com to get more information on how Suddenlink can help you elevate your business.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Between 2011 and 2014, the number of 911 calls in San Francisco went up 28%. Not because of an increase in crime. It was butt dials. Butt, or as they call it, pocket calling. Pocket calling.
Yeah, butt dialing.
In fact, 30% of all 911 calls in San Francisco are the accidental cell phone calls. And it is estimated that 50% of all 911 calls in New York City are. The reason? A big part of the problem is that cell phones are required to be able to call 911 without unlocking the phone,
right,
which makes the accidental calls more likely. And it's turning into a really big problem, first of all, because it strains the system. It costs money for extra operators and equipment. It delays the response time for the real emergencies. And one thing that accidental calls to 911 and real calls to 911 have in common is they often can sound the same. When somebody calls 911 in an emergency, they may not be able to talk. So all the operator hears is background noise. Same thing happens when you butt dial. So they have to stay with the call until they can determine...
nothing's going on.
Right, yeah. In one study, it took an average of a minute and 14 seconds to make that determination. And, of course, there really isn't any kind of a magical solution for it. There are apps that prevent this, and carrying your phone in a holster rather than a pocket probably would help. But
yeah, but then you look like a dork.
You do. And but, you know, what can you say? Alaska Airlines is confident, so confident, in fact, in its baggage delivery system that it became the nation's first major carrier to offer a guarantee to deliver your bag within 20 minutes of reaching the gate. If the airline fails, you get a $25 credit toward a future flight or 2,500 miles in the reward program. Pretty cool.
Cool.
Except when Chief Executive Bradley Tilden attended an airline summit last week in D.C., and had to admit on stage that his airline had lost his bag. Outstanding.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So there. In the middle of the devastating flood that was caused by Hurricane Joaquin, South Carolina woman had her priorities set. Angela described to a reporter what it was like to evacuate her flooded home. She said, "I didn't grab nothing but my two Totino's pizzas out of the refrigerator and my doggy." That's what she said. And we left. and that's it. I tried to grab some other things, but it wasn't even worth it.
Just the frozen pizza.
Got her two Totino's pizzas and her doggy. Originally, Angela thought that she would have 30 minutes to an hour to evacuate, but that didn't happen, so she was forced to leave fast.
Wow.
Hey, the dogs are just glad it was nearby. You know?
You know, they always pick that one, though.
Oh, yeah.
They don't find somebody smart.
No. Well, in South Carolina, they didn't have time to look that hard.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you cold weather will be here sooner or later. It does always show up, doesn't it? Well, that's when you might find out that your windows are not as efficient as you thought they were. Maybe you already know, but maybe you don't. But understand this, that air exchange that happens goes on all the time. You're just more aware of it when there's a cold north wind blowing against those windows that don't seal up like they should. One call to Intercon, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate on what it'll take to either make that window more efficient or replace it with a window that's more efficient. And the great thing about Intercon is they leave you alone. They give you the estimate, and then that's it. You know how to get in touch with them. And that's important because there are a lot of people that are in the window business who are very high pressure, kind of shady when it comes to dealing with people in that way. And Intercon is just not going to operate that way. They've been here for a long, long time. Father and owned company, local company, and they're here to help you with service after the sale as well. They know how to do it and do it right. So if you think you've got a problem or you know you do, then give them a call at Intercon, 823-3639, and let them take it from there.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
I have two comments for you.
All right.
First of all, in South Carolina, they obviously didn't look at the... ask at the Nuke Naval Base where they train nuclear reactor operators.
That's true. I did. Yeah.
And my second comment is that on your chicken story earlier.
Yeah, Bastrop, right?
Yeah. Does it not sound like they're celebrating the history of the chickens cockfighting?
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the background is to the city ordinance. I don't know where it came from, but. Yeah, it could well be. That's feral chickens on Farm Street in Bastrop, in case you want
to
know.
They really do taste like chicken.
Yeah, they do. So you remember the DeLorean, right? The gullwing door there that Doc Brown used in Back to the Future. And, you know, and it's cool the way they open up like that, the gullwing. So why don't we see them more often? And there are a few reasons why. First, they're hard as heck to design. A door that opens up defies gravity.
Yeah, gullwing.
Yeah, they tend to leak in the rain.
Yep.
And there's a host of other design challenges that pretty much are insurmountable to get it done right. They're annoying to use unless they're powered like the Tesla X. But again, it's a Tesla. So you got to reach up and then you got to pull them down. And if you're a kid and you got short arms, that wouldn't work very well. And finally, and this is probably the biggest deal, is safety. Federal safety standards mandate that doors be designed in a way that's it's feasible to open them up quickly after a rollover crash. Well, obviously, with the gullwing doors, that makes it very difficult. DeLorean windows, for instance, designed to be kicked out in case of emergency. Meanwhile, the doors on the Mercedes SL AMG are designed with explosive bolts that will fire the door off its hinges if the car is upside down. Okay. Didn't know that.
Yep.
So now, that's what we've learned for today. They have explosive bolts on the doors of the Mercedes-Benz.
Yep.
Just saying. Okay, let me see. On this date in history, back in 1927, the era of talking pictures began with the jazz singer.
Hmm.
And the whole Billy Goat Curse thing in 1945, when that guy bought a ticket for his goat in Game 4 of the World Series in Chicago. Cubs haven't won since. And Elizabeth Taylor married Larry Fortinsky. They thought it would last forever.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow at 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan, WTAW FM, Buffalo.